Okay, so I'm going to go over what relativity is and why each person, what they observe, creates their reality, literally. So we've all heard like a car drive by us. When a car drives by, it goes and it changes pitch. The reason why it changes pitch is because short wavelengths of sound, we hear that as a high pitch, and long wavelengths of sound, we hear that as a low pitch. So as the car is coming towards you, the sound waves are leaving it, and those sound waves get squished together and become closer together, the wave peaks, or the peaks. So we hear that as a high pitch, and then the car goes by us, and the pitch gets lower, and that's because as the car is moving away from us, the wavelengths stretch out and get further apart, and we hear that as a low pitch. But now imagine the car is moving away from me and towards you. Well, relative to me, it's moving away from me, so the wavelengths are stretching out and getting longer, so I hear a low pitch. But relative to your position, at the exact same time, it's approaching you, so the waves squish together and you hear a higher pitch. And you stop right there and you say, well, what sound is the car actually making? Is it making to a low pitch to me, who it's traveling away from, a high pitch to you, who it's traveling towards, or a medium pitch to the person in the car who's traveling with the wave? And right then you stop and say, it's actually making all three sounds. It just is relative to who's looking at it. So now, keeping that in mind, imagine we have an infinite number of people all looking at the same car, and every person's moving at a different velocity. Since they're all moving at different velocities, they all perceive a different wavelength, so they all hear a different sound, and every reality is different, yet every reality is real. It is just that it's relative. So the car is just making a wave, and that wave is then interpreted based on who's looking at it. Their position and velocity relative to the car defines what sound they hear. And that also applies to light. Short wavelengths of light are blue, long wavelengths of light are red. So the same Doppler effect applies. If you all had twins and your twin was with me, and just say my shirt was a shade of blue, and we shot away from you close to the speed of light, well, me and your twins, as you see us shoot away, the wavelengths of light would stretch out and turn red. You would see our shirts turn to red. If my shirt was blue, though, your twin traveling with us would still see my shirt as blue, because there's no Doppler effect, because they're moving with me. So you would see my shirt turn red, and your twin traveling with me would see no change in my shirt color. And again, we would stop there and say, but what color is my shirt? Is it red to you as we travel away from you, or is it this blue or the same color to your twin traveling with me? Now we apply that also to an infinite amount of people. We have an infinite amount of people all looking at this car. Every person's moving a different velocity, so every person sees a different color. Which color is the car? It's actually all colors. It's a wave, and that wave is interpreted by who's looking at it. So that applies to color, to length contraction. How big something gets, it changes when you move relative to it. That's Einstein's length contraction. You can change everything about an object by moving at a different angular frequency relative to it. And it is that thing to you. So if I could move at the right angular frequency, I could make, a tree look like an apple, smell like an apple, taste like an apple, and for all intensive purposes to that observer at that angular frequency, it is an apple. And that's the weird thing about quantum mechanics, the weird thing about relativity, is that what reality is dependent on who's looking at it. And that's not just from a philosophical point of view, it's from a literal point of view. So this kind of stuff is what I spend all day thinking about. It just blows my mind daily, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to sit here and vent to all you guys about it. I hope you're having a great day. All right, I'll see you next time.